With WXPR, I'm Katie Thorson. Native American flutist Darren Thompson grew up in Lac du Flambeau and now travels the country sharing his music. He'll be performing in Minocqua this Friday at the community gym at the Minocqua Public Library. Thompson has been spending the summer performing shows at the Crazy Horse Memorial in South Dakota. He made some time between shows to talk about his upcoming performance. Starting off, can you share a little bit about how you started playing the flute and how you got into that?
Yeah, I essentially got into it out of curiosity, heavily listening to it, I would say, during my early adult years, which was a transformative period of my life because it was my first experience living away from home. And my home is Lac du Flambeau, Wisconsin, the Lac du Flambeau community. And as a result of just being immersed into listening and absorbing it, I wanted to learn more about it, about its history, about maybe how it looks. Why does it sound so different compared to other flutes? You know, those are like general curious questions I had. Like, in other words, you know, I'm in this space where everyone is a sponge and I'm trying to absorb, and what's different about me or what's different about this particular instrument? And so from that perspective is really how I pursued learning about the instrument. And so it wasn't long before I acquired one and little by little started teaching myself how to play it. And it led to being overheard by a classmate of mine while I was in my dorm rooms. And that classmate and I struck a conversation that ultimately led to me offered an opportunity to be compensated to present and or play flute at an event on campus in the public eye. At this point, I had no prior experience with music or presenting music in front of anyone, but I needed the money, I needed the compensation, and as a result of taking that risk, it led to numbers of other invitations because this particular event had other planners from other university and college communities who extended invitations to me to go and share what it was that I was doing in their communities. And as a result, the ripples have continued to grow outward, and I can relate that to like where I'm at right now. I'm finishing my 11th consecutive summer performing at the world's largest sculpture carving of the Lakota man known to many as Crazy Horse.
That's amazing. And I mean, when you started this, when that curiosity kind of started peaking for this, did you ever imagine this is where you'd end up?
No, absolutely not. I had no insight. I had no tools to how to navigate this industry or this career. And over, I could say it's been 20 years. I've worked with the federal government. I've worked with very large tribes, very large, respectable, prestigious organizations, very prestigious film festivals. It's just really remarkable, and I'm just going along with the ride and learning all I can as I make this journey.
Thompson is getting ready to release his fourth album. The song, like this one you're about to hear, features Annie Zhang on the Chinese violin and Suni Sungkwo Wood on the Quechua pan flute.
My fourth album included a new layer of my artistic curiosity, and that is playing the flute with a Chinese violin in the studio, as well as a Quechua Indian flute. And the Quechua Indians are the ones that are from South America. They're actually the largest indigenous group of people in the world, and they have unique flutes that are very different than the flutes from North America. And combining all of these instruments have more than 1,000-year-old history, and so combining them together, we've already experienced interest from a feature, a multi-million-dollar film. And because of the sound that I'm able to provide, it's really, really exciting.
So in addition to performing on September 5th in Minocqua, you'll also be giving a presentation on the loss, recovery, and revitalization of American Indian music. Can you tell me a little bit more about what you'll be discussing with that?
Yeah, so I'm discussing through the instrument a period of tremendous loss for many communities, and it's largely because of the expansion of the American government. And as a result of that, there was also an attempt to assimilate through education many Indian families, and that includes the history of boarding schools. And so during this time, many things like the passing of songs, which may seem very minimal or minuscule, it's actually deeper than what we think it is. And so sharing that aspect into why and circling it back to now, that there were efforts that were made by non-Indian people like the Smithsonian, who went to reservations to record their music and language in case it were to ever disappear. And so I present that aspect of history, that that there are different efforts to revitalize those music traditions and or what that music is and what it meant back then to what it means now. So there are multiple ways that music is revitalized, and one of those is the revitalization of the knowledge to make the instrument as well as play the instrument, and knowing the difference between mainstream and or commercial instruments to very cultural, very traditional. There are differences, and they're really fascinating. And when they're presented and people are curious, it really does provide a deep insight into our culture by way of our knowledge and our way of expression.
Darren Thompson is a Native American flutist. He'll be giving a presentation and performance this Friday, September 5th at 5 p.m. at the community gym at the Minocqua Public Library. The event is free and open to the public. No registration is required. For WXPR, I'm Katie Thorson.